Okay.
All right. We will start by with the motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Yeah. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. All right. We'll get right into, we have the sheriff with us tonight. I know that he would like to discuss resolution 396. So maybe we'll take that out of order and start with 396. And that is requesting the chair of the legislature to authorize the extensive opioid stimulant and substance abuse site-based program. Move for discussion.
I'll move it.
I'll second that.
Okay. Discussion. Sheriff, do you want to, you can have the floor if you want to discuss it.
Sure. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to discuss this great news that we have collaborated with. We actually put in for this grant last year and got approval through the legislature to put in for it. We didn't get it, but what we did do is we learned what we did wrong, and we had to do numerous webinars. This year, we also put in for it, I believe it's Resolution 163, in April, and we began to put in for it as well. What was missing, though, was that collaboration piece that we needed, and so the Department of Health was interested in it, so we decided to go forward together as a team, and I give a lot of credit to Juanita Hotchkiss and Chad Story, the first sergeant here at the sheriff's office, and they were able to collaborate to put this together. This grant is $900,000, and it's for 3 years, and it's focusing on a high-risk mitigation team. As you know, we started Oracle here a year ago in August, and Oracle plays a huge role in this grant, as it has everything from crisis intervention training to teaming up with the city of Kingston, the mayor and the city of Kingston Police Department, the Ulster County Department of Health, the Ulster County Executive's Office, to have a combined collaborative effort to attack this epidemic that's still going on. Our numbers are through the roof with overdoses. Just this weekend, yesterday morning, I was in Plattekill. There was another fatal overdose in Plattekill. And Saturday night, although we believe it may be a homicide, there's a possibility that it may also be an overdose. So our numbers are extremely high, and I'm very, very happy. This is a huge win for Ulster County. I tell you, this collaborative effort is going to work.
All right. No, I think it's great.
I had a quick question.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say congratulations. And I love collaborative projects like this. My only concern is that at some point they come to an end and there's so much good work that's going. So is this something that you could reapply for a grant to have it continue if needed? Or how would you see it continuing in the future after the life of this $900,000?
This is a three-year $900,000 grant. It is renewable depending on the success of our 3 years. So we're hoping that we can continue this. For the first time in the Hudson Valley, or at least this part of New York, the plan is to embed a social worker, two peer advocates, and a part-time administrative assistant here at the sheriff's office to go out on these overdoses and overdose fatalities. So this is thinking completely out of the box. And it's a tremendous collaborative effort that's going to build trust with the community in regards to this opioid epidemic and the stigma associated with it. So I'm very proud of this. We've been doing it now for 15 months. This is going to enhance what we're doing and really deal with the 40% of our numbers come from the city of Kingston. So although it's focusing in the city of Kingston, it's for the whole county. And we're working hand in hand with many partners, from Catholic charities to Samadhi, to People's Inc., or People's USA. So yes, it's a great collaborative effort.
Thank you.
Craig, Laura.
Hey,
yeah. Go ahead, Laura.
Sheriff, you mentioned that this was enhancing a program. And some of the feedback I'm getting, and I've seen it myself, is we've had some of our mental health and social services budget lines cut. So since you've already had this program going, it was already funded. The additional, or was it defunded and this will keep it going for a longer period of time?
No, I started this last year before we ran into the pandemic. And we have a corrections officer, a deputy sheriff, a first sergeant, and a couple of veteran corrections officers. And we have interns that are assisting us right now, but they're not paid and they're temporary. They're from Fordham University and Adelphi University. They get their hours of training and then they move on. This is a unique program because of the approach. It's inclusive of the MAP program. Right now, the MAP program is if you come in here with a prescription, that even if you fell off the prescription, we're going to go ahead and fulfill that. Now, we're looking into a different phase of that, whereas we're going to have a program in the jail without a prescription. So it enhances that part of it. I guess the most unique thing about this is the partnership. Again, this is going to be funded by the federal government.
Okay.
If I could just add on to that to clarify, Legislator Petit, I think the expansion is that there is a high-risk mitigation team in the county, but it's funded through Ellenville Hospital, not the county. There's a hole because of Health Alliance not being involved in that other team. So this is expanding that team. The high-risk mitigation team, you'll remember last month we came to fund one position, which will be through People Inc. through another grant, the O2DA grant, which is another federal grant that will fund a different position. But this position, this program is new, and it's expanding something that wasn't part of the county team, although Oracle has been operating separately from this.
And okay. the first allocation of this grant is going toward one position, right? And that position is to potentially oversee the grant itself.
Is it would be one and a half positions, a social worker, an administrative position to help with the data, and then mm-hmm. two peer advocates, which I think the sheriff and our team are working on deciding whether they're employees or professional services. Like, it's likely that it'll come out that they'll be professional. You know, we'll do it through an RFP because I think that's what the sheriff would prefer.
But so it's four positions then all together.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure. You were muted for a second. Yeah.
The administrative assistant position is a part-time position.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pete. Okay. You're muted anyway. Is there anything else? Anyone else? All right. Hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. It's carried. There you go, Sheriff.
Aye. Great. You got safe tomorrow. Aye. Thank you all. And have a great evening. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Well, we will move on then. We will go we'll go back up to resolution 385, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute intermunicipal agreement with the preschool special education and related services program. This is with the Kingston City School District. Yeah, move for discussion.
I'll move that for discussion.
Get a second.
I'll second.
Mark, if you could talk about this a little bit. I didn't find a lot on this.
We do quite a bit of these contracts mm-hmm. for preschool education. and you typically wouldn't see them because they're below the 50,000 and okay. they're not an intermunicipal agreement. But because the Kingston City School District has the Mehar pre-K program, we mm-hmm. actually contract directly with them to provide these services. And so that's where this is kind of unique. But we have similar contracts with other pre-K providers throughout the county.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah, because I had never seen this one come through before, and usually...
Mehar is a new program. Okay. It's a new pre-K program, so...
Gotcha.
The Mehar, they call
Mehar.
It.
Mehar.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't call it Megger. I think there's a G in there.
There's a, that's another.
It was close.
All righty. Any questions? No? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, carried. We will move on to resolution 410. It's approving the execution of a contract for $80,000 with Bonadio Company. This for a variety of services and investigations to reduce fraudulent claims for public assistance. May I move for discussion?
I'll move it.
Yeah. I think that was a second from Pete, who's muted. All right. Discussion?
So Bonadio is an auditing firm, and they review our case files for public assistance and make sure that there isn't any fraudulent claims.
Very good.
Can I just say in prior iterations, I believe the work of these folks has resulted in press releases about findings. And unless you find something really wacky, I would just like to say, no press releases. You don't need to do that. And if it goes in that direction, I'll speak up on it. It always made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes many of us uncomfortable as well. And you'll notice that you haven't seen those in
much quite appreciated. A while. Much appreciated.
Yeah. Okay. Any other discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolution 411, approving the execution of a contract for $139,787 for daycare registration and inspection services. Move it.
Motion. I will move it.
I'll second.
Second. Discussion? Sure.
Questions, Laura. You know, through the chair to the deputy county executive. I think there's like over $2 million in contracts with Family of Woodstock. And, you know, I love Family of Woodstock, but is this a continuation of service? Do you go out for RFPs? What is the, and I'm sure we've had this discussion before. What is the procedure, or are they the
only? Yeah. So it depends on each individual contract. This is a pass-through from OCFS, and I believe they're the only agency eligible to do this. They do the licensing. Basically, they follow OCFS procedure, and we pay the bills.
Yeah, it's 100% state.
Good enough. Okay.
It's not every program is that. That's not the answer for all of these, but.
Okay. Anything else? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, we will move to resolution 412, approving the execution of a contract for $333,448 with the Family of Woodstock. It is with Wabborn, is that how it's pronounced? Wabborn?
Washburn.
Wow, it's Washburn, okay.
There's a typo.
Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Residential program. This is for victims of domestic violence, I believe.
I'll let you.
Yep. Move it.
Sure. Move for discussion.
Second.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a shelter for families of domestic violence. So both the spouse and the family members, the children. And this is one of those where they are one of the only licensed providers of this service in the area.
They don't have a shelter for men, do they, with children? Has that ever come up?
I guess what they would put, if that was the case, they'd probably, they'd provide the service, but put someone up in a hotel motel. As okay. opposed to, I mean, that was the same answer that I followed up with Legislator Criswell, although he was in the meeting, but about the Patriots Project. That's the same thing that happens there. It would just be a different, you know, different demographic.
I mean, if men with black eyes too, so it's not, you know.
Yeah, we would still provide the service. It just would be in a different.
Thank you.
Good. Anyone else? All right, all in favor? Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Resolution 413, approving the execution of contract for 328,000 with the family of Woodstock for emergency assistance to Ulster County residents via telephone hotline and walk-in services. The various, you know, accessible locations throughout the county.
Move that. For discussion.
Yeah. Okay. Discussion.
This is one that we've RFP'd in the past. I don't know that we did that for this 1 year contract, but I know that we have RFP'd it in the near past.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And this is just a hotline for emergency homelessness, et cetera. Oftentimes on the evenings and weekends when our Department of Social Services is not open.
Good. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Resolution 114, approving the execution of a contract for $162,600 with the family of Woodstock. This is for family house, emergency shelter for runaway homeless youths. We'll move for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second it.
Second.
Are you
discussion's question? Yes.
Right. Do you have a count on any youth centers we have like this left in the county?
How many shelters?
Yeah. I mean, we used to have the detention for youth, et cetera, and so forth. But do we just have that one teen shelter? Because I don't know.
I mean, this is a shelter for emergency homelessness. We still have other facilities that are OCFS regulated facilities where, you know, at-risk youth would go live in more of a group home and permanent type shelter setting.
Okay.
I don't have a direct number. I can get that.
Yeah, that's the only that I know of in the county. But you know, other than the children's home and the other types of facilities, which are different, you know, demographic, but
right.
I don't know how many teens we have out there that are in need of shelter, but, you know, New Paltz was always, the town supervisor used to like to say they're homeless by choice, because when they got older, and the weather was decent, they just would choose not to go home. The doors were open, but I'm wondering, with the population getting larger and kids becoming more independent, you know, an issue.
Yeah, I can find out how many homeless shelters and how many homeless youth we provide shelter to.
I will say to Legislator Petit's question, not a specific answer, but one of the situations that a lot of these teen shelters are dealing with now is or one of the changes in teen homelessness is with phones, there's a lot more couch surfing with friends, and you have a much broader capacity to bounce around. Like, you might not have somewhere you could go for a week, but if you string together a couple days here, a couple days there, and you just can always communicate, I think that's something that's been really prevalent. And I don't know what the response is to that, but I think that has a big impact on the numbers and could potentially make it seem like teen homelessness is changing in ways that aren't accurate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Although there's other places where you'd probably see those numbers in truancy in the schools and other,
right,
other factors, right?
Okay. All right. Well, all those in favor then?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That was, now we're 116. Are we at 116? No, we're at 115.
415.
Yep, 415. Approving the execution of a contract for the shelter and support services for homeless individuals and families in Ulster County. Jim, and a motion for discussion?
I'll move it.
Second by Pete. All right. Any discussion? Questions? All right. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Resolution 116. This is approving execution of contracts with Independent Living Program to prepare for the challenges and responsibilities of living as an adult after discharged from foster care.
Move that.
Second.
I get a second. And discussion.
I just want to say I love this program. I didn't know anything about it, and I just think it's really, really important to offer services that are so practical. I went through and I looked at all the scope of service, and it was really impressive about job, you know, career training, you know, resume building, like all those things that are just nutritional cooking. It was really, really comprehensive. I was like, thumbs up for this program. So. Great.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great program. You know, we have similar programs to this as well for people coming off of public assistance, people who have utilized like SNAP for years, and you know, they teach them how to shop, and you know, how to buy, you know, the best types of food. And
so great. Yeah. Have you seen direct success from this, Mark? Have you seen, you know, do you have success stories and stuff?
I'm sure there are. I would be happy to have the commissioner come in. I know, I'll just tell you, in the 2021 budget, DSS and I mean, in particular, through these programs, really went through all these contracts and made sure that anything that wasn't working, that we weren't going to necessarily put out there to fund for the next year. So and honestly, some of the Family of Woodstock contracts did take some slight deductions because of that. But I do know that, you know, this is one of the programs that they deem really successful. I can try to get some outcome stories and some success stories.
Yeah, don't go crazy with it. I just think it's a great success story, you know, and
right.
we need success stories, you know.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Now, our last resolution is 417, approving the execution of a contract for $109,995 with Home Research for the Public Health Preparedness Program. Move for discussion?
I'll move it.
Second that.
All right.
This is a revenue contract. This is our annual public health preparedness. So this is the pods for vaccines, etc. We do, you know, we have to do training on this on a year-round basis, even when it's not COVID time. This is something that's an ongoing program. They had to put out a pod for a measles vaccine, I think down in New Paltz 1 year. Pods are point of dispensing. So they get everybody to, they have locations established throughout the county where they have public health nurses, and they get vaccine or whatever it is out in a way that is efficient and get it out to as many people as possible. Something that we're really going to have to go over in the next year or so. We don't know how many rounds of vaccine are going to be required for COVID, but it's going to be something that's going to be pushed out in phases and that we're going to be intimately involved in. So
this program, they put together a plan and then our health department actually facilitates it, or do they send out nurses to dispense the
immunization? No, our health department would actually put out a plan. I mean, the state would put out probably a template, but we have a plan that would be for our county. And we would use our public health nurses to get the vaccines out.
Do you think that would require an overhire, depending on, you know, how rapid this happens and, you know, that type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, so it's when it's a large scale, like what we anticipate for COVID, like I said, we did this in New Paltz with a measles outbreak. That wasn't such a large event. Mm-hmm. I would anticipate that when it comes to the vaccines for COVID, that we're going to be partnering, we're not just going to hire public health nurses to do this. We're going to be partnering with the hospitals and the other providers and pharmacies and really work on, not just having to hire all these folks, but where strategic partnerships make sense, that we're using those as well.
Got it. Thank you.
Has our plan been updated significantly, or are you trying to, I know that we were ready, but I don't think anybody was ready for COVID. In case there potentially is another disaster like this, which is even worse, have we taken a look at the plan? And you said you're going to be looking at partners, but to attack this immediately. And were these pods available when Woodland Pond thought they had 15 positive, and the county and the health department were there? Would it also help beyond the immunization, but with a triage? It's my understanding Woodland Pond had a 5-bed set aside. They did not anticipate needing 15.
Right. And those folks are still in isolation, even though they've had negative tests. That's not how the state doesn't work. Like, they don't just take the next test. So once you test positive, you're in quarantine for a set amount of time anyway. But yeah, we do, and nursing facilities are regulated by the state health department under Article 28 licensure. But we help. We went directly and had meetings with Woodland Pond the day of the results, and we partnered with the state health department, who also went in and did visits to make sure that the infection control was where it should be, and to try to provide kind of best practices where necessary, and just ensure that they were doing the right thing. We did the same thing with Tenbrook. And we've done the same thing with Golden Hill. We have nursing staff and other professionals ready to assist these little cluster areas. We also are ramping up our rapid testing. We have some equipment from the state to do rapid testing. We have about 4 machines that'll allow us to do 4 rapid tests an hour, half hour. And it's about a half hour turnaround time. So every half hour we can do 4 tests basically. But we can go out, and they're really, they're really helpful to do screening of mass, large groups of people. Not as helpful when it comes to diagnostic testing of symptomatic individuals, although the ones that are truly infectious will show up on the rapid tests, but they have about a 40% rate of picking up positives. So if you test negative, you still need to follow up with a negative test, a negative diagnostic test, PCR. But I, you know, our plan, as far as to answer the first part of your question, our plan is always evolving when it comes to like our pandemic preparedness plan. We had a plan pre-COVID. When COVID hit, even before it hit Ulster County, Pat sent me over to the health department to update that. And I spent a week and a half there before our first case. And we were really working on it. And then we're continuously reviewing it. And especially as we work towards a vaccine, we are preparing tabletop exercises and other things to make sure we're ready.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I think we did good. You did. I just sat back.
We're in the middle of it still. We got a long way to go. You know, as we get into winter, I just feel like we got to continue to be vigilant.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I know the grandkids went to school for 2 days and then that was it. So, yeah, they were disappointed.
Are they in Kingston?
Yes.
It was only today that they were out. So they'll be back.
They'll be going back.
They're starting again hybrid on Wednesday. They just, so for their gold, their Wednesday, Thursday group. And then next Monday, assuming that they don't get a spate of new issues, they should be Monday, Tuesday group should be back to hybrid as well. Although you're, well, depending on the last name of the kids, I'm.
Yeah.
Whether they're gold or maroon, but.
You know, thank God that my kids are out of school because my head would be spinning. I had five of them. I'd never be, somebody would be missing something.
Yeah.
So I have to give kudos to these parents. I mean, my daughter's like plugged in and somebody's not online and she's got two of them, but it's pretty amazing what everybody's doing. You know, even the teacher said there's works has actually doubled. So and somebody to watch the kids while they're on these Zoom meetings, because you can't keep track of whether they're actually on or playing on their phone, or it's yeah, it's a kudos to everybody. But I'm glad mine aren't in school.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we still have to vote, right?
Yeah. You have to vote. Aye.
Very good. Yeah, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
That was me. That was the extended mix version.
Right.
That was, yeah.
That was good. All righty. That's all for resolutions. Does anybody have anything to bring to the good of the community? Anything? No. Nope. Old business, new business? No. Nope. Okay. Very good. Well,
Before we go, before we make that motion, the Health Alliance, has there been any updates on whether they're going to hold on to those mental health and substance abuse beds, or are they
no updates yet? I mean, they're still pushing forward on their PAR request to OMH, and so we'll see. You know, I think Pat's been pretty vocal about us wanting to keep those beds here, and it's still ongoing conversations. We'll see where it comes out.
Thank you.
We definitely need them.
We do. Yeah, especially now.
Okay. Anything else?
Do you need a motion to adjourn?
We do, unless you want to stay.
No, a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Don't forget to vote.
All right. All right. Bye. Be well.